us off.
Welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money using real estate. Now your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Hello and welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where as always, we're here working hard together to improve our financial IQ. And I've been talking quite a bit over the last few weeks about people misunderstanding their IRAs and 401ks and 403bs, any of these qualified retirement accounts, that less than 10% of the people know that you can self-direct your IRA or 401k. And I was just on an elevator with three people. I didn't know them. And they're talking about their 401k and their match and things like that. And I just asked, I said, I'm sorry to eavesdrop, but do any of you know that you can self-direct your IRA or 401k? And they go, what's self-direct? I'm telling you, low financial IQ is destroying American families because they just don't know. The high school and college does not teach you about money. It doesn't teach you about wealth. It doesn't teach you the things that you know to get wealthy or even financially independent. You've got to figure this stuff out on your own. So make sure you're reading, attending seminars, going to boot camps, workshops, because you're not going to get this information any other way. Listening to this show helps, but you got to do more than just listen to the radio. A lot more, to be honest with you. And we have a reading list for our members. You're welcome to have it as well. There's even two free books that you can download. Go to totalwealthacademy.com/books with an S. totalwealthacademy.com/books with an S, and you'll see the reading list that I used that really got me on the path to building wealth and financial freedom. And then there's two books there that you can download in PDF format, The Richest Man in Babylon and Think and Grow Rich. Those two books are incredible. So check that out, totalwealthacademy.com/books. On yesterday's show, we had Daryl Dyke of noblemortgage.com. He is an investor lender. He helps people buy and rehab rental properties or buy and rehab flips. He, of course, also helps people with owner-occupant, in other words, when you're buying your home. But the majority of the work he does for us at Total Wealth Academy is for either rentals or flips. And he's done at least 40 mortgages for me. So you can reach him at noblemortgage.com. But the hard money loan, which is what we use on really every single rental or flip that we buy, includes the rehab money. Whereas if you go to a bank, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, they're not going to loan you the money for the rehab, and they're going to want 20% down on your purchase price. Where with a hard money loan, they may give you the purchase price and the rehab for literally 0 to 10%, maybe 15% down total. See, with a conventional loan, you have to put 20% down plus all the rehab. I did an example yesterday on a deal, a $200,000 home, where with a hard money loan, it was $20,000 out of pocket. With a conventional loan, it would have been $67,000 out of pocket. So hard money loans allow you to leverage yourself and get the rehab money. But people don't understand how you get the funds for the rehab. And it's done through a thing called a draw. So I brought in a general contractor, Grace Contracting, Dustin, and we're going to talk about the process of how you get your money. Because in most cases, there are exceptions to this. In most cases, what you have to have is your total out-of-pocket, like I said, $20,000, plus enough money to get the contractor started. So, Dustin Rayford, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Aren't there some hard money loans where they will let you do the first draw and you don't have to have your own money?
I've only come across it probably two times out of the last 100
deals. Very rare.
And with those products, it's normally not the best terms from what I've seen. So
yeah, a little higher interest rate, shorter terms. With your standard hard money loan, and let's go ahead and talk about, if I contract you, let's forget about the hard money loan. Let's say I just contract you, and there's no roof involved, no foundation,
right,
just your basic rehab. How do you like your payment? Is it 33, 33, 33? Is it 50, 25, 25? How do you usually get your payment?
Our standard is 30, 30, 30, 10.
Okay.
30 to get started. Once we hit that 30 mark, another 30% is deposited, and so on. And then the last 10%, we are out of pocket on until the investor has final walked it, happy with everything, and gets their inspection out.
Yeah, and usually, those of you listening, usually right before you pay the 10%, you do a walkthrough, you create a little punch-out list for anything that was missed or any little minor things that need to be done. Then Dustin goes through, takes care of that punch-out list, and then you pay the 10% after the final inspection. Is that about accurate?
That's correct.
Yeah. So if there's a roof involved and you got a lot of material costs, do you still just do 30, 30, 30?
I still do that.
Okay.
I'm not a fan of the 50% up front. A lot of contractors do that when there's a roof involved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just, it's a lot out of pocket for someone.
Yeah.
So I try to keep it as simple and as minimal as possible.
Okay, so let's take an example. Let's say that we've got a $60,000 rehab. That's the total. So you would want $20,000 to get started, 3 times 6, 6 to 18,000 to get started, 30%. 18,000 when that was complete, 18,000 when the next section is complete, and then the balance after the punch walkthrough and punch out list. I see. Yeah, because that would be $30,000 out of pocket if you wanted 50% up front. That way the person would have to only have $18,000. So those of you listening, you would need your down payment, which could be anywhere from $0 to $20,000. But make sure that you've got one-third of the rehab in reserve as well. Don't do the deal if you can't come up with that reserve money. So we got to go to break here in just a moment. When we come back, Dustin's going to describe exactly how draws work, how he gets his money, how long it takes, and things like that. This is the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
Money in an IRA, 401k, or other retirement account, you can use it to invest passively in real estate without tax or penalty. Our average rate of return is 3 times that of the stock market and mutual funds, with much less volatility. If you have over $70,000, you can start passive investing today. Please attend our free sample class to learn more. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com for reservations. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, along with my special guest, Dustin Rayford of Grace Contracting. And if you want to, while you're sitting there, if you're near a computer in a safe spot, you can check out his website, Grace Contracting TX, GraceContractingTX.com. And you can get all the contact information there. He also can build to rent. Build to rent. That's an interesting thing. He's got a little 2-bedroom, 800 square foot that can be built for around $70,000. That's going to be a heavy cash flow deal. I can tell you that right now. Of course, depending on your land costs, but that's going to be a high cash flowing deal. Okay, Dustin, if you would take us through the draw method. I've just closed on my first rent house. I've got $60,000 in reserve for rehab. Tell me how it works.
So with the first 30% down, we're going to get started on everything. Let's say it's 3 weeks worth of work to get to that amount.
You can do $60,000 work in 3 weeks?
Well, just the
initial. Oh, the initial. Yeah. I'm going, no way. Yeah. Don't overpromise now.
Once we get to that stage, we'll submit through our software basically a draw request, which we have now changed the term on our end because it has gotten confusing. So we're asking for a project fund request or a progress payment, so it's not confused with the draw request from the hard money lender. At that time, we will continue working, and the inspection should come out. The client should be reimbursed for that first 30%, and we normally expect within 3 to 5 days for the next deposit to be put in.
Okay, and so I've put up $18,000 of my money. The bank has now given me that $18,000 back, which I in turn give to you to get you started on the next phase.
Correct. So you're going to be out of pocket that original 30% until the end, until you refi or sell the property.
So do you generally break it into 3 week pieces?
No.
If it was a lesser rehab, it might be a 1 week.
Correct.
Yeah. And those straws take 3 to 5 days to get?
Yeah. You know, a lot of members are going ahead and paying that second draw, and they're waiting because of the draw fees, and they have enough reserves, so they wait to maybe the third draw, and then they get an inspection and get their reimbursement. But normally I'm seeing 3 to 5 days for a turnaround.
Okay. Let me tell you why Dustin said what he just said. There are fees associated with the draws. It's like a $150 inspection fee. So what I do is I pay for all of the rehab and only do one draw once it's complete. That is also okay for you with big cash reserves, and it will save you $300 to $450. So it's definitely well worth it. But for most people, you're going to, as soon as he's done with the first $18,000 worth of work, you're going to call your bank and say, we're ready to do our first draw. They're going to go inspect the property, and within 3 to 5 days, they're going to write you that check for $18,000, which you turn around and give to your general contractor to get him to do the second phase. Same thing happens with the third phase, and of course, with the final phase. But the final phase, that money comes back to you because you've got $18,000 of your money in there. You get that $18,000 back, so your total out-of-pocket remains the $20,000. Now, if anybody is confused by this or has questions, you can call Dustin or myself at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or you can email me. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com, steve@totalwealthacademy.com. And remember, if you're not in a safe place, please do not email. Wait till you are in a safe place. It's an easy email, steve@totalwealthacademy.com, or call 281-558-5738. What else do you think people should know, Dustin, about the draws?
You know, one of the most misconceptions I've seen is that new investors think that we work directly with the hard money lender and that we're paid directly from them.
I got you.
That's not a very common area that happens. The other thing is to make sure that the hard money lender is going to work off the actual scope of work that you've agreed to with your general contractor. We provide a very detailed line item scope. Every item is going to have its price, and it's easy to walk through and mark that is done, and the client should be reimbursed for that amount. If they're going to just group things together and not use the scope, it might be time to look for another lender. Because that can really put you in a bind with your GC. You can't get refunded on the hard money. You know, a common issue on that is, let's say we're rewiring the home. That's a large amount of money there. But we're not going to put the plugs and switches to after we've drywall painted, passed our inspections, and then the cover plates will be one of the last things.
Right.
So if you're holding up $7,000 over a $75 worth of cover plates, that's a huge issue. So
just for fun, who are your three favorite hard money lenders?
Well, I recommend everyone goes off of the list here, but we've had a lot of experience with Noble. They've been great. My kids have taken the teen classes with them. Catalyst has been awesome. Never have any issues with them. And I've only done one deal with Jet Lending, but I really liked what I saw from them.
Yeah, and Jet's a powerful lender.
And they're very easy to get in touch with, talk to. So,
yeah, they're good people, no doubt. Okay, let's talk about penalty for not finishing on time. I teach the members to take their holding costs. Let's say it's $3,000. They have in holding costs. That if the contractor quotes, it'll take me 6 weeks, I always say, okay, at the end of 7 weeks, I want 1/30th of my holding costs as a penalty for not finishing on time. Do you have any problem with that?
No, I've had a few members from Total Wealth that have presented that to me. I've went ahead and put it in the contract for when they ask. The only thing that I do add to that also is change orders can change the time frame.
Yeah,
and change orders aren't as easy as the normal scope items, meaning we quote $1,000 a day worth of work being done, excluding Sundays and holidays. But a change order for $1,000 might take 4 days because it's something we weren't prepared for. We have to order something.
Order supplies.
And then, non-payment. If they've been delayed on draw payments, I might have to slow down the project.
And of course, weather.
Yeah, weather. Any acts of Mother Nature. So there are a few things that I add to that just to cover ourselves. But no, I don't have a problem. There should be no reason that we can't get it done in the time frame that we quote.
Yeah, I've only had a couple of contractors balk on a penalty, and both times I'm glad I didn't go with them and went with the person who was willing to give me a deadline, because contractors, there's good contractors like you, and there's a lot of bad contractors.
Correct.
And they will take a project, and you'll see six people there the first day. 2 weeks later, there's two people. A week after that, there's nobody, because they've taken other jobs. They don't care whether they finish on time. They just want that first draw, get it done, get the second draw, and then they start taking their crews to other projects. So it's important for everybody to have a penalty in the contract for not finishing on time. And again, if it's 4 to 6 weeks, I give them an extra week. If it's a 10-week project, I might give them 2 extra weeks just to be sure, because I don't want to penalize them if there's no reason. So try to be fair. Again, if it's 6 weeks or less they're projecting, give them an extra week and then start the penalty. If it's 10 weeks or more, 2 weeks extra and then start the penalty. And it should be your holding cost divided by 30 days, and that should be the penalty per day. If it's $3,000 a month in holding costs, principal, interest, taxes, insurance, then that would be $100 a day. All right. Anybody have any questions, please give us a call, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. And again, the website for Grace Contracting is gracecontractingtx.com. gracecontractingtx.com. And you can get all of his contact information there. Why don't you give out your phone number just in case?
Our phone number is 281-901-0707. And we have 24/7 answering on that line. So we also do the maintenance work, emergency maintenance work for tenants. So
excellent.
That number, you can always get someone at that number.
And just to tell you my past experience with Dustin, he did a rehab for me, and we ended up with, what, three major change orders, right?
Correct.
Three major change orders. They were done almost instantly. He did it way below what I expected it to cost, and it was phenomenal work. Only took me, I think it was 10 days to sell the property. Yeah, it was just phenomenal. Okay, I really appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you for having
me. We'll talk to you again soon. Everybody, we'll be back after the break with more of the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Thanks for listening.
The stock market was never designed to build wealth. It was designed to keep up with inflation. The average rate of return over the last 75 years is about 7%. You'll get that even with the ups and downs. If you want a higher rate of return and less volatility, consider real estate. We make about 3 times as much as the stock market. Please attend our free sample class to learn more. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com. That is TotalWealthAcademy.com for reservations. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Let me answer 3 different emails because it's all the same question. And it was, what is Grace Contracting's website? It is gracecontractingtx.com. gracecontractingtx.com. Dustin Rayford, R-A-I-F-O-R-D. Dustin Rayford. And again, he did a fantastic job on a rehab, finished on time, and we did 3 major change orders. I'm talking reflooring the entire first floor. I can't remember what the other 2 were, but it was 2 major change orders, and it was fluid. Just, I need you to do this. He added it, got it done, and still came out below what I was expecting it to cost. So, GraceContractingTX.com. Okay, this next is the classic. It is what we discussed at the beginning of the show. It's a question about what do you mean self-directed? What it means is when you have a retirement account, IRA, 401k, 403b, or whatever, when it's with a financial planner, you don't really have many options. They're going to show you stocks, mutual funds, or mutual funds and stocks. And so 90% of Americans believe that they have to go with whatever their financial planner tells them. That is not accurate at all. What you can do is roll your 401k, roll your IRA, over into what's called a self-directed. That means you direct what it's invested in. And this could be, you could invest it in a restaurant, you could invest it in a commercial building, apartment complexes, any type of business, period. It could be any investment that you want. And only 10% of Americans are aware of that. And that low financial IQ is costing Americans billions of dollars because they didn't even know that they could invest in more effective investments than the stock market and mutual funds. Remember, historically the stock market is 7 to 10% rate of return. Historically, real estate is 20+% rate of return. So depending on the years you're in, it could be 3 times what you make in the stock market. So get yourself educated, get control of your IRA or 401k, make it self-directed, and get it invested in something more effective than stocks and mutual funds. I mean, I know one of our ads says it, but the stock market was never designed to build wealth. It was designed to keep up with inflation. And it does a fantastic job of that as a rule. Now, I know what you're saying. What if I retire in a down market? Well, you're screwed. I get that. But if you look at it over the last 75 years, the average is about 7.5%. It's just unfortunate that every six years the stock market crashes. It's 18 times in the last 100 years the stock market has crashed. Too volatile for me. And it only makes money one way, which is appreciation. Whereas every dollar I have in a piece of real estate makes me money four ways: appreciation, cash flow, equity pay down, and principal pay down, which is equity buildup, and equity capture. I make money in both the up and down markets with my real estate. You only make money in the up market. So stock market and mutual funds, very, very high risk compared to real estate. All right, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or fire me an email. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com, steve@totalwealthacademy.com. And yes, that email is open to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You do not have to email me during the radio show. I know some of you are at work or some of you are driving. Please be safe. Don't get yourself fired and do not get in a wreck. Just memorize my email and send it to me when you get to a safe place or you get off work. steve@totalwealthacademy.com, steve@totalwealthacademy.com. This next emailer, is at work, so wishes to remain anonymous, has a 401k with their present employer. They are married. Their present employer has said, no, you cannot invest in real estate. They are correct, because your employer controls your 401k, not you. But what you can do is quadro it to your wife. You can give your 401k to your wife, then she can self-direct it and invest in real estate for the two of you. So even if you have a 401k with your present employer and they won't let you buy real estate with it, it's okay. Give it to your spouse. Give the 401k to your spouse. It's called a quadro, Q-D-R-O. Give it to your spouse, then roll it tax-free. Into a self-directed 401, and you can self-direct it into real estate and get a much higher rate of return in a safer environment. So I hope that helps. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com, steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Okay, next caller is Monica, who I think has emailed many times before. 12, looks like 10 or 12 rent houses. Ooh, almost all of them are paid in full. She only owes 20 or 30 grand on the others. Yeah. It is definitely time to move to passive investing. She is tired of managing these properties. Yes, in a passive investment, what I would do, Monica, is I would sell the houses individually. Don't sell them as a group to an investor. If you do, you're going to have to deeply discount the property. You're going to make a lot less profit. I would sell them individually to owner-occupants, families who want to live there. You're going to get the highest sale price, and it's the easiest sale. Selling to a sophisticated buyer, like someone who would buy 12 houses at once, they're going to know what they're doing, very hard to negotiate with, and they're going to want a deep discount. Whereas if you go out, and forgive me, but and sell it to a dumb owner-occupant, you know, they've only bought one house their entire life, it's going to be much easier to deal with, and you're going to get a much higher sale price. The moment you sell each house, you're going to want to move that into an apartment complex, that profit, that money, into a passive investment, an apartment complex, self-storage, senior living, something like that. Wow, this is an interesting question. My portfolio. My portfolio is pretty basic. It's 25% senior living, 25% self-storage, and 50% apartments. 25, 25, 50. But you don't have to do it that way. You could do 33, 33, 33. You might even want to throw a hotel in there or a strip shopping center to keep some diversity. But it's all one basket. All your eggs are in one basket, which is the way Andrew Carnegie told you to do it. But you do want to have eggs, plural, in your basket. Where people get into trouble is when they have an egg in one basket. Very hard to protect that. But if you got 12 or 13, and I've had as many as 15 or 20 eggs in my basket, that's the type of diversification Andrew Carnegie was saying does work and is effective. Let's see, there's one more question mark. Let me go backwards and read this question. How much would you invest per deal? She wrote it. The question's a lot longer, but that's the gist of the question. I do between $100,000 and $250,000 per deal. Now, are there some deals where I have gone to $500,000 or $1 million into one deal? Yes. But those were rare, very rare. And those were usually during the recession, when we were getting incredibly discounted properties, and it was just a no-brainer. But in a normal market like we have today, I would stay, as a rule, between 100 and 250 per deal. There is a deal out there right now at Total Wealth Academy that if I weren't opening the Dallas office and spending all my money up there, I'd throw 500 out right now. So there are exceptions to that rule, but I think based on the value of your homes that you're selling, I would sell a house. You're going to make $200,000 to $250,000 profit per house. I'd put that in one deal, sell the next house, put that in one deal, sell the next house, put that in one deal. You're probably going to make $200,000 or $300,000 a year in cash flow. Okay, we'll talk more after the break here on the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. Thanks for listening.
An old joke. When is the best time to buy real estate? 20 years ago. When is the second best time? Today. And this is truer than ever with the impending recession and the correction that's going on right now. Real estate investors are going to make millions of dollars in the next few years because of the recession. You should take advantage of it as well. To find out how, please attend our free sample class to learn more. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com. TotalWealthAcademy.com. Just click on the free sample class button. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we are in the final segment of today's show. So if you've got a question for me, you need to call now. 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. Or email me, and I'll answer it live on the air. Steve@TotalWealthAcademy.com. Steve@TotalWealthAcademy.com. Okay, there's two similar questions. I think I can answer them at the same time. The free workshop that we offer is usually on a Thursday evening or a Saturday morning. You can watch it live at the office or online. If you want to improve your financial IQ, if you want to stop letting other people control your financial destiny, which they're doing, go to TotalWealthAcademy.com and click on the free sample class there. In that free sample class, what we do is we show you the reasons that we chose real estate over all other investment vehicles. Then we go through 15 pillars of success that have helped us to achieve more balanced lives and build a second stream of income. And we go over how our membership works, how our coaching works, and so on. It's about an hour and a half to 2 hours, but I promise you, you will not regret going to see it. It's taken us close to 30 years to develop this workshop. It is extremely educational. Even if you decide not to join Total Wealth Academy, I guarantee you will be glad that you sat through that class because it will improve your financial IQ. Again, go to TotalWealthAcademy.com, TotalWealthAcademy.com, and click on the free sample class there. I also want to give you a sales pitch to go listen to a podcast. If you're familiar with the Daily Wire is huge. It's all across the United States, all across the globe. They were kind enough to interview me on the Morning Wire, which is their obviously their morning show. It's only 10 minutes long, but it is our most popular, most downloaded podcast ever. 30 years. It is amazing. And it's not just me that made it amazing. That's kind of arrogant to say, of course. It was the interviewer. She really knew what to ask to help the listeners and viewers. So you can find that on the front page at TotalWealthAcademy.com. Just scroll down a little bit and you'll see the Daily Wire logo. Click that when you've got 10 minutes and listen to it. It will, I guarantee, it will, if you want it to, it will change your life. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com. Make sure it's there. Yeah, it's there. It's kind of below the first fold, so just scroll down just a tad, and you'll see Morning Wire logo. Hit play, and it's only about 10 minutes long, but we have gotten more response from that 10 minutes than anything we've done in 30 years. So apparently it's very effective, so check it out at TotalWealthAcademy.com, TotalWealthAcademy.com. Just scroll down to where you see Morning Wire's logo and hit the little play button and listen to that. It's only 10 minutes. TotalWealthAcademy.com. All right, if you've got a question for me, phone lines are open. 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Now, this next listener is remaining anonymous. He did give me the address of the subject property. I'm not going to give the address out. I can tell you right now, I know this area of town. That house, I know that subdivision. That house is worth $500 to $550. If you can pick it up for $200 and it needs $100,000 in rehab, that is a winner deal. I don't normally analyze deals on the radio. It's just a coincidence that I know that subdivision. That is a home run. You need to quit listening to me right now. You need to go call the broker, write your offer, and get control of that property right now. Because that thing's going to disappear if you don't. That is a home run. Even if the rehab is wrong, about 50%, and it ends up being $150,000 in rehab, it's still a home run. You're going to walk with between $120,000 and $130,000 profit on that flip. So please stop listening to this show right now. Call the broker. Write the offer. Get that thing under contract. And if you want a great contractor, call Grace. Call Dustin Rayford at GraceContractingTX.com. Let me make sure I'm saying that right. GraceContractingTX.com. Yes. I guarantee he can rehab the entire house for $100,000. I mean, that's a lot of money. A lot of money for a rehab, even at 3,000 square feet. Okay, so please stop listening to me. Turn off the radio. Call the doggone broker. Get that thing under contract as soon as possible. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@totalwealthacademy.com. asksteve@totalwealthacademy.com. Okay, this next one comes from Chance. He's talking about allowing pets in your property. I do, but I charge a $500 per pet fee. Now, make a note. Did I say deposit? No. It's a fee. $500 per dog, per cat, and an extra $25 a month per dog, per cat. Other animals, I really don't worry about, unless it's like, you know, 100 pythons or something like that. But if it's just your normal dog, cat, and some people will say, well, you make money off that. No, you're not going to make any money off of that. A dog is going to do $500 worth of damage and $25 a month worth of damage. You're not going to make any money off of your pet fees. But I do allow pets because it allows me to lease quicker, and I actually like people who like animals. So, all right, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com, steve@totalwealthacademy.com. All right, this last, I think I got time for one more. Okay, David is asking, he's got an IRA. His IRA is already self-directed. That's good. $200,000. Another $200,000 in crypto. Okay, I see. So $400,000. And some, a few thousand here and there. Yeah, that, David, that is more than enough to get started. I would say the average passive investor starts with around 100, 150. So for you to have $400,000 that you can invest passively, that's a really big start. I would do four $100,000 deals, not one. Wait a minute. Four $100,000 deals, not one $400,000 deal. And I would spread it like I do across self-storage, senior living, and apartments. Yes, our coaches will walk you straight through the process and even make sure that you choose the right deals for you and your family. And we have anywhere from two to four deals a month that you can choose from. Two to four deals a month. Everything from senior living to apartments. All right, thank you, David, for the email. Let's go to the phone lines and talk to Roger out of Houston. Roger, thanks a lot for calling in. How are you today?
Good, sir. How are you?
Excellent. How can I help?
Okay, so since May 2nd this year, I started flipping houses. I've done seven houses already.
Wow.
I finally closed the last one today.
Congratulations.
And I've so far, after everything, I cleared $275,000.
Wow, well done.
And I'm on my way getting ready for the next home auction. And I'm looking at it, okay, those rehabs were fun, but there was a lot of work.
Yes.
And what would you recommend? I'm sitting on it right now, about cash on hand that I still want to invest in flip houses for surplus money. I would call it $500,000.
Okay, I can tell you what a lot of the members are doing. They're doing a combination of flipping and passive. So they'll flip a deal, put that money into a passive deal, flip a deal, put that money into a passive deal, and they're building up their passive income while they're flipping. So it's a good combination. Roger, we've run out of time, but if you email me, I'll answer any other your other questions.
Listening to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decisions. To find out more about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.